This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dr. Dan Harrington, who, of course, is Morgan Harrington's father. So, Dr. Harrington, we're very appreciative of you taking the time out of your day this afternoon to speak with us. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us to talk. My wife is also on the line.
Oh, okay. Mrs. Harrington, welcome to our program as well. All right. Well, I guess we'd like to get the reaction of both of you first, just that this is a sign. Do you see it as a sign of progress in ultimately finding the person who is responsible for this?
It certainly is a step in the right direction of being able to have justice for Morgan. As we were saying earlier today, how do you feel good about this? You know, it's hard to say good about an obscene situation that we have been living in for 8.5 months, but we do see it as a positive step in at least giving more information to the public, and this is information that will be helpful potentially for two cases to be solved.
Mrs. Harrington, we have seen you've made a lot of comments, and you've been very diligent in making sure to keep the Morgan's memory out there, to keep this case at the forefront of everyone's mind, to let folks know that there was a murder in the community. Do you feel that the progress, does it at least make you feel as if your efforts have been justified to a degree, that this has stayed in the public arena, this has stayed in front of folks, that now we see a little bit of progress?
Yes, and I think having a face to be on the alert for is a lot easier than just me trying to give blanket statements that people need to be careful. Now they know who they need to be careful of.
We're talking with Dr. Dan Harrington and his wife, Jill Harrington, as well, and we're talking about the news that today that there's a composite sketch that is now available of the suspect in the case. Dr. Harrington, I'm curious, when were you and your wife alerted of this news by the state police? Did it come yesterday, today, and when did that occur?
The police notified us of this several weeks ago, so we knew this was in the works, but it had to be timed correctly. And the plan had been, our plan today, is that we had made arrangements for the police to come to our house unrelated to this announcement. And so the plan from the police's standpoint was to come to our house this afternoon, give us the news, and then release the information to the public. Unfortunately, it was leaked this morning, and the police then notified us early this morning that the media had already released this and told us about it, but they did come to Roanoke today, and we had a meeting this afternoon.
Mrs. Harrington, do you and your husband feel as if you have gotten as much cooperation as you'd like to see from the state police on this? That we know that they're working to continue this investigation, but how has the relationship been over these last few weeks?
I think we have a very good and a very strong relationship with the state police. You know, when it's been hard in this dizzying and bewildering journey to know what people's motives are and who is on our side, I know when we do get an arrest and we're sitting in a courtroom, that the people on either side of me are going to be the state police. And it's not a easy relationship, but what brings us together is not easy. You know, abduction, rape, and murder is hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a collegial relationship and a relationship where there's mutual respect.
Dr. Harrington, has there been any discussion about, I know there's been an issue of trying to see surveillance video and things of the sort over at the arena, but now that this has developed and you've known about this for a couple of weeks, it leads some of us to infer that if there is at least a composite of the individual, are there surveillance of the exterior of the building that maybe can be reviewed to see if there's anyone that matches this description?
Well, the issues of the amount of video that's available in and out of JPJ is certainly of concern to us. And as you know, there's very little, if any, video of Morgan. And we honestly didn't bring this up to the police, but it's actually a good question to revisit.
Okay. We're talking with Dr. Dan Harrington and Mrs. Harrington as well. Obviously, as we referred to earlier in the interview, that there's nothing that you can really there's good about this story, but there at least is progress. There's a composite sketch that has been released to the media today and to the public. And I guess, Mrs. Harrington, I'll start with you, and I'll also get your thoughts on this, Dr. Harrington. So what is the next step for the two of you? Do you continue to just wait for updates, or do you continue to try to stay in front of folks? And now you have this composite sketch that you can continue to try to talk to folks, and will you be revisiting Charlottesville and things of that sort?
We will. We have a lot of firsts ahead of us. We have, you know, 9 months since Morgan was abducted and murdered. We have Morgan's birthday, the first one we'll spend without her. Those are all times when we are called and compelled to go and be in the place where she was last seen. And our job as advocates for our daughter, I will not see as ending in this particular way until we get an arrest. And then I think we do have interest and responsibility, you know, that has been thrust on us to speak towards safety for other young women and to try and keep this horrible event from hurting any other family.
One of the things that I've said over and over again in visiting Charlottesville and the Morgan Memorial at Copley Bridge was that the memorial at the bridge will stay there until Morgan's case is brought to justice. And I think that Jill and I both stand pretty firmly about that, and we'll continue to keep Morgan's name out there. We've actually, as you probably have known, have been criticized for publicity regarding keeping Morgan's name out there, but that is a parent's responsibility in a situation like this where the case remains unsolved, and it's our job to keep it out there and make the public aware. I think that danger still exists and that there's still police work to do.
I would like to think that as we talk with Dr. Harrington and Mrs. Harrington, and as we look at the breaking news today, that the composite sketch exists of the suspect in the Morgan Dana Harrington case. I'd like to think, as I express this to the two of you, that the majority of the public desperately wants to see, that supports you, first of all, and desperately wants to see this resolved. What kind of support reaction have you been getting? And has it stayed as fervent as it was at the initial part of this story?
You know, Morgan's case took off really unplanned by us. I think the media jumped on this case for whatever reason, maybe because of the name Metallic and maybe because it's in Charlottesville and the University of Virginia. And we have just had nine months almost of just phenomenal support from everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, there has occasionally been recently some naysayers, but for the most part, the incredible kindness that people have shown us, the support through letters, emails, our friends here in Roanoke, the people I work with, the people at the University of Virginia Medical Center, where, you know, I also have a relationship with, have been very, very supportive. And in many cases like this, the families oftentimes find themselves harassed, and that we really have not had much of that.
It really, the outpouring of love that we have had from the community is what helps you keep going on. It takes some of the bitterness out of our daughter's murder. And when we are flagging and thinking, we just can't go on, it's too much, it's too big, it's too painful, you know, we are lifted by kind words and gestures and so many ways that people have reached out to us.
I'm curious, as we talk to Mr. and Mrs. Harrington with the breaking news today and in the Morgan Harrington murder case, the Fairfax County Police Department now has been linked to this with the investigation from 2005. When you said, as you said earlier in the interview, when you were notified of this a couple of weeks ago, are you having a chance to work with them at all, or is it just basically you relate to them through the state police?
We relate to them through the police.
Okay. Well, before we let the two of you go, and we're very appreciative of the time today, one of the things that when we reached out about doing this is you have kept Morgan's memory out there, and we wanted to give you every opportunity to do two things. Number one, if there's anything you'd like to express to the Charlottesville community about their fervency in assisting with this investigation, and then secondly, if there's anything you'd like to say about Morgan, we certainly want to give you that opportunity too.
Well, the thing that I would like to say about the Charlottesville community, I think that they have been very supportive of us, and we have obviously many friends there because of our living there previously. But I also want to remind people that we have a $150,000 plus reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of this individual. It's a lot of money, and someone knows something.
Okay. Mrs. Harrington, as you said, you were just talking about milestones, and I just want to give you an opportunity to let folks know what your daughter was like as you continue to try to move through this tragic situation.
You know, she was just a wonderful young woman with full of life and promise and potential, and she was cut short in the prime of her life by a predator, and he's still free. That thought makes me frantic.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Harrington, thank you so very much for your time, and we'll continue to follow this story, and if you ever feel the need to address the Charlottesville community again, we certainly want to afford you that opportunity, but we're very thankful for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.